They say real niggas don't wear tight jeans and denim jackets. Well, I do, so excuse me if I'm out of fashion. Always breaking the dress code at every event. Coming through with a backpack on, you know me well. I'm that kid that you never knew, standing right in front of you, making you acknowledge that I rap and go to college. And I got jobs like Steve, a rotten apple from a tree of misfits. And I act like lipstick when I'm on stage with the ladies in the crowd. Don't forget me. When I get off of the stage, I'm kinda short, you might miss me. Like the first time I met Dage. It's kinda funny, he called me his little brother. Secretly, that made me feel good. Then he got on Twitter about 7 days later and said his big homie told him not to call nobody little brother. I don't know how I should feel about that. I don't know if I should open up and tweet right back like, yo, nigga, it was good to meet you. Either way, I'm gonna respect you, even though I know that you know I'm dope too. I never did expect to have all these fans off some YouTube comments, but I guess that shit was meant to be like, hopefully seeing my M's dub or me and D-Nass in the club, we'll spend some. Praying that Eamon will probably give me some spins. A team backpack replies to my email sent, but I'ma keep waiting. Been a minute, I've been patient, not a doctor. Standing on that AC transit and I'm looking proper. Every day you see what my haters say. Notice that they not coherent cause my rhymes be transparent. And I'm rushing, trying to make that open mic at Parkway. Drop a couple lines and try to make it down to Broadway. With Jayla and Janessa, they be showing me love. And all the SF State girls that 9-8 hooked up. And Muhammad put me on, man, that was what's up. So much better when you really good friends with the plugs that are finessing, trying to make them think you fucking with them. Man, if you met him, you would think a pimp's blood was in him. I'm name dropping like y'all know who I'm talking about. And if you're listening, you're the reason why I'm shouting them out. I'm just in need of y'all support. For real. And I'm still saving, dodging all them payments. Sleeping on my auntie couch like it was the days in. Guess I came a long way from Antioch and Davis. Backstocking jeans at Levi's, I met my savior. Man, I'm tired of working retail, I need some favors. Tell him that you seen my show. Tell him that you seen my mama in the crowd, drop a tear clapping for her baby. Tell him that you seen Simba bring me out on stage with Derek King and Ronnie Banks. Girls all up in their faces. I'm standing in the back thinking about how I can take them. Then Nick calls. Man, that's my brother. If I didn't have that nigga, I would probably go crazy. Still going crazy, trying to figure out a way to make sure my brother see the same fame I know I'm facing. And you can't replace that. Blood thicker than water. I learned that from Players Club. Y'all remember that one scene? It's this one thing like A. Marie say. I'm only focused on this rap. This is my way to make it out. And it's tragic, but I'm black, so it be like that. And if this was for radio, I have to rewrite that. I don't got time to brag and boast, man. It's things like that that make you niggas sound the same. I guess it be like that. And I ain't trying to throw shade, illuminate with my words. And I done skipped too many classes now to play with you nerds. A lot of people are hungry in this game until the money comes. I never ate, I'm just working to take care of my mom. Mr. What the hell does TBKTR mean? The most important things in life really aren't things. And I just hope that I make it before I lose myself. I really hope that you listen before I find my wealth.
That's all I gotta say, man. I don't know. I just wanna take this time, you know what I'm saying? I'm in a good mode right now. I'm in a good place, and I just kind of wanted to take this time to say thank you to everybody that fucks with me, like everybody that helped me and shit. You know, I just kind of wanna know that, like, even if I'm not all on social media and shit like that, like, you'll still fuck with me for the love of the music. That's the whole point of this shit, you know?
You know, that's the whole reason why y'all started fucking with me in the first place. So I figure it's my duty to make sure this shit is right for y'all, you know what I mean? So let this serve as an introduction to the soul that you're about to see from Collaborate from here on out, you know what I mean? It's gonna be much, much more honest and much more geared toward, like, my life and shit. I don't know, I really appreciate you guys, you know? I said,